This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Ciudad Juarez, writer Scott Carrier, and the scars of gang war in the barrio. First, the early handover of sovereignty to Iraq's interim government will likely be good news for President Bush in this election year. On Mondays, we talked to Slate political writer Will Salatan. Hello, Will. 2 days, not a huge acceleration of the timetable, but politically significant, you think?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, what's notable here is not what did happen, but what didn't happen. By staging this by having this handoff take place backstage where nobody knew it was going to happen and when nobody knew it was going to happen, the administration basically avoided a repeat of what we saw last week, which is a series of attacks all over the country by the insurgents. I mean, here we had a politically big date coming up, June 30th. Everybody knew it. And of course, that's when the insurgents would like to stage attacks to disrupt the handover. So we did the handover early. I think it's brilliant. It's great for President Bush. It's great for the world.
Of course, U.S. troops are not actually going to be leaving Iraq anytime soon. And now we have this tape that's been shown on Arab satellite television of an American Marine kidnapped by insurgents. His life is being threatened again with a beheading.
Yeah, well, this is going to be going on for a while because American troops are still going to be there. I mean, the good news about this handover is United States troops are going to be doing less of the, you know, they're going to be doing fewer bad things to Iraqis in Iraq. We're not going to have a lot of bad publicity about that. The bad news is still bad things are going to be happening to our troops, like being captured and, you know, held hostage in this way. I mean, we are still vulnerable. And if they behead this guy, there's a line of four other nationals of other countries who are being lined up to be beheaded. I mean, this is just going to go on and on. I hate to say it, but until we can actually pull everybody out of there, this is going to keep happening. We're going to have to get used to it.
Let me switch back to just political news in this country. There's a ad that has been posted on the Bush campaign website. This is an anti-Kerry ad that intercuts images of Democrats Al Gore and Howard Dean with images of Adolf Hitler. Now, those pictures of Hitler actually come from an earlier anti-Bush web ad that was posted briefly, very briefly, by the liberal group MoveOn.org. But in this case, it's the actual Bush campaign itself that is using the footage, and it just seems like very strong stuff.
Very strong, and I know that I try to stay a little bit balanced in my political commentary, but I have to say, Alex, this is the most despicable ad I think I've ever seen run by a major party candidate for president. I mean, this ad begins with the statement on screen, the faces of John Kerry's Democratic Party. It attributes the following footage to John Kerry. Now, this footage of Hitler was, first of all, on a website not affiliated with the Kerry campaign, the MoveOn.org site. Secondly, it wasn't even MoveOn.org's idea. It was a contest in which somebody submitted this. And thirdly, the MoveOn leadership pulled down the ad immediately once they saw it because it was so disgusting. To have this regurgitated to us now and presented as the work of John Kerry is completely dishonest. And furthermore, you know, later on in this ad, there is some footage of John Kerry saying that Bush will lay you off from your job and, quote, kick your bleep. And the word there is your posterior. But, you know, of course, it's very odd for the Bush campaign to be doing this in the same week that the Vice President Dick Cheney said to a United States senator on the floor of the Senate, go F yourself.
Okay. Meanwhile, speaking of people who are speaking publicly, Democrats and Republicans have announced some of their major speakers for the upcoming party conventions. I don't see Mr. Cheney's name on there. But the GOP says it's going to feature John McCain, Rudolph Giuliani, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the Democrats are going to put on Bill Clinton and Ted Kennedy. I got to say, the GOP sounds like a better show to me.
Yeah, it's certainly a better show. I mean, what you can see is George W. Bush seems to be doing everything upside down from the way his dad did it. You know, his dad would have these conventions where Pat Robertson and Pat Buchanan would speak. So the convention would be for the right wing, which would give the party, you know, egg on its face. And then he would govern more from the middle. So his son seems to be doing it where you know, you'll have Colin Powell do at the convention. In this case, it's going to be John McCain and, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rudolph Giuliani. You're going to see the moderate face of the Republican Party. But he seems to govern from the right. I have to say the son has a smarter idea than his father's idea. And the Democrats, on the other hand, here we have Bill Clinton, which I think is actually a smart thing to do because John Kerry wants to run on the idea that he's going to revive the Clinton economic strategy, which was good for the economy. And, you know, there are people who hate Bill Clinton, obviously, but it's a good shtick for the Democratic Party.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. He's a regular Monday guest on Day to Day. Will, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Alex.